And the list goes on down the line. And the list goes on.
Just say we're live.
We're live.
Just say we're live, Camilla. That's all you got to say. Nigel used to do that all the time. And we're live. And then I'm like, okay, now I can talk. So list goes on. Always wondered what it would be like to get to list goes on August 26,
2020. 2020. Yeah, 4 years ago, you wondered.
I did.
Well, I want to talk some NXT. So first and foremost, what are you hearing about Wade Barrett returning to do commentary in NXT? That's interesting.
Yeah, they liked his commentary work on NWA, and they decided to bring him in. I've had a lot of people say, oh, well, is he going to wrestle? The last I heard, no plans. The last I had heard, he didn't want to wrestle because he hasn't worked in like 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty cool. I'm happy for him. That's a hell of a spot to get to. You're on cable primetime TV, and maybe it's one more step away from the NWA and the albatross that is.
So he's going to be a regular?
I don't know if he's going to be a regular.
Okay.
But if he does well, it's hard for me to imagine he won't be a regular.
Okay. One thing that was very noticeable to me this past week, even though you've talked about it before, but for me, now that WWE is out of the PC and with AEW being a daily's place, it was more noticeable to me, and that is how shitty Full Sail is.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so dark and dreary, and they need a change. And quite frankly, when you look at that aesthetic, it's almost shocking that they've even come close to competing with AEW, because it's a shitty aesthetic. Have you heard anything about maybe they'll try the PC? Maybe, I know they said they're not going to do Amway, but maybe they'll try the PC, something different.
Nope. They have an agreement with Full Sail, and they're going to stick to that for a while.
Ah, it's really bad. Velveteen Dream. So Triple H on the call said, you know, they didn't find anything or whatever. And I know that you reported before that he had heat on him for preferential treatment.
A ton.
Did you hear anything after TakeOver on Velveteen Dream?
I hear a new Velveteen Dream story every single month by somebody in NXT. Like every month there's an NXT wrestler that's like, did you hear what Dream did? Did you hear what Dream did? Did you hear what Dream's accused of being of doing? No, not really. I mean, they kept it very close to the vest that he would be coming back until like a couple minutes before. There were some NXT wrestlers that knew, and then the people that were working with him, obviously, but they were not happy. And there are a lot of wrestlers in WWE that are not, they're not happy that he's still there, and they're not happy that he was given a win like he was over Finn Balor. So there are a lot of people that... Here's the thing. There are going to be people that have not done their research and say, oh, what evidence is there? This goes beyond evidence of an allegation. This is long-term behavioral issues and preferential treatment as it pertains to Velveteen Dream. This doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with race. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a thing to do with gender. It doesn't have a thing to do with sexual preference or anything like that. It has to do with, and I have to be careful how I word this for fear of legal recourse, it is the thought of many WWE superstars that I've spoken to that he is getting preferential treatment because of his talent level, and WWE's overall fear that he might go take that talent level somewhere else if they fire him, mm-hmm. if they do anything. There were a lot of people that were convinced he was getting fired when that car wreck happened, and it didn't happen. It is a messy situation.
Yeah, and it's really too bad. He's almost like a John Jones in terms of being this elite level superstar guy, and his own demons are kind of getting in the way. Because
I keep comparing him to Art Barr. He's a guy who had a lot of issues, and he was about Art Barr before he died.
Yeah,
was about to get offers from everybody.
Yeah, it's too bad because Velveteen Dream. There's certain guys in NXT that they just look like their main roster made. You know, like some guys, because of their character, they're more suited to the main roster than they are in NXT, and vice versa. And I look at Velveteen Dream, and I see a main roster guy.
Yep.
And so it's really unfortunate. Raw Underground, so they pivoted again. They went back to the Hurt Business again, flying by the seat of their pants. But you found out that a couple of people taped fights for that didn't air.
a lot of people. Jessamyn Duke was on there, and I heard really great things about her striking. You're talking about a former Muay Thai fighter here who was a professional MMA fighter. She won a match in about a minute. Marina Shafir won a match, I think, in about a minute. She's also a former pro MMA fighter. And then they had a Titus O'Neil spotlight, which surprised the shit out of me because surprised me. And then he had a match with Riddick Moss. Then they did the Dolph Ziggler. I can't remember if it was Eric or Ivar.
But Ivar.
It got scrapped without Vince even looking at it, from what I understand. Just scrapped. And then not only that, when Dolph appeared on Underground, they promoted the match didn't happen.
They did. They advertised it.
Woof.
Yeah.
Now, there were a lot of people that said, oh, major changes. From what I understand, Underground was the only thing that I heard had major changes to it. I wasn't told that, like, everything else on the show was subject to rip up the script and change it. I have only heard about Underground so far, and I've been asking an awful lot.
Did Titus beat Riddick Moss? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay. I would love to know about that. That's interesting.
I'll ask the Florida Athletic Commission, as you know.
Yeah.
They have to submit those official results. Sanction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy, so how do you feel about him ending AJ Styles' Intercontinental title run? Because I felt like AJ's run still had legs. I love the fact that he was taking on kind of these undervalued guys like a Drew Gulak, like a Grand Metalik, and I felt like they could have done more with that. And now, granted, they could still do stuff with AJ. The stuff with Joseph Park was fun. They could still do it. Yeah, they could still do it, but I thought that as Intercontinental Champion, there was more to do with him yet. So what did you think about him losing the title to Jeff Hardy?
Well, one, I do want him to do more stuff with Joseph Park, even if it leads to a match with the two eventually, where Joseph Park kind of fights back, because people know who the hell Joseph Park is.
That would be great if they did that.
Oh, that's one of the feuds that got me into TNA.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Hardy winning that title, knowing the lack of creativity around anything about him, when they didn't put it on Matt Riddle,
yeah,
that's weird to me. Do it, and what I would have done, I would have scheduled the Matt Riddle match against Baron Corbin for Payback, and what I would have done is have Corbin be like, you know what, I don't like this Matt Riddle guy, but I'm going to help him win the Intercontinental title, and then I'll get my Intercontinental title match at Payback. And then the next few weeks could be Baron Corbin being like, look, I just made you. You were nothing before me. I made you. Because that's the type of shit that Baron Corbin does all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have had that. Because I don't have any confidence in Jeff Hardy's creative right now.
You're right. It seemed like a classic case of them hoping that the title gets the guy over instead of the guy getting the title over. You know? So.
Yep.
Okay. Liv Morgan. Do you think she's bummed that her big push didn't work out, or do you think she's content because she's back with her buddy Ruby Riott again?
I'm sure it's a mixed bag. They give her stop and start shit all the time that I'm pretty sure that by now she's not surprised. But
yeah.
I think that Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan together can be tag team champions.
Did you notice Liv's look now? She's kind of back looking like the old Liv Morgan again?
Yes. Also, I got to say, Ruby Riott's green hair looks better than any green hair I've ever seen.
Ever.
Very good.
Ever.
It looks healthy.
It looks healthy. Healthy green hair.
Yeah.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
So I heard a rumor that he and WWE are having issues over IP rights for his Stampede matches. And from what I understand, WWE owns the Stampede library. But Bret Hart has rights to his own footage, not unlike Jesse Ventura back in the day, when Jesse Ventura had rights to his own footage and he took WWE to court and then they had to pay him royalties. Apparently, Bret Hart's got a similar deal. And as a result of that, footage just got yanked from the network featuring Bret Hart's Stampede footage. Is this true, what I'm hearing?
That's what I've heard. And good on Bret Hart. Good on Bret Hart, because everybody should be getting paid for the network. I don't know how they'd do it.
Right.
Don't know how much they could do, but it is horseshit that there is no real royalty system for the WWE network.
Yep.
You can do it based on minutes played, whatever. There's a formula you can figure out, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. People smarter than I, go hire Brandon Howard Thurston, and do it. For the love of God, there's a way. So good on Bret.
Yeah, it looks like all they're doing is just offering guys decent downsides and they're just kind of accepting it, you know?
I mean, and if that's what they want to do, That's okay. But what about all those people in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s?
Yeah. Yep. You're right. It seems like a lot of them, depending on who they are, they don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Brett has always been kind of a bit of a litigious guy. I don't think he gives a shit. So, and again, you know, no one has come out publicly and said that they're having battles over the IP. That's just kind of the word, because some of his stuff is still there, but not the Stampede stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Last thing on my list, so the next Suicide Squad movie, the trailer comes out, confirms that John Cena is in it. He's playing the role of the Peacemaker. That's a hell of a franchise for John Cena. He's part of the DC Universe now. So yep. Do you think that any hopes WWE fans have about a return for John Cena, they're further dashed after seeing him show up in the trailer for Suicide Squad?
No, I don't. I think that he'll still be at every WrestleMania and do that. But here's the wild thing, Jimmy. We have now not seen John Cena in an actual wrestling match since January 14th, 2019.
Yeah.
I never thought that I would see John Cena go a year and a half without an honest-to-God match. It's weird. It's weird. And because he always said he wasn't going to be that guy.
He always said he wasn't going to be that guy.
And back then, I said, well, it's because he doesn't have the chance to be that guy. And I think that he didn't think that either. But I don't blame him one bit. He gave WWE every single thing that he had.
I agree.
He did way more work for them and probably didn't get paid anywhere near what he should have, even though he got paid a lot.
Yep.
Respect to John Cena. I'm hoping we get at least another good like 4 or 5 month run out of him. That's all I want.
I mean, he's probably making more money now than he did his best year in wrestling.
Of course. And
he's doing it without the physical sacrifice.
Yep.
And the thing is, too, is I will say to John Cena's credit, he kind of admitted he was wrong when he was shitting on The Rock. And he admitted that, number one, he didn't understand movie schedules. He didn't understand that you could be 3 or 4 months gone at a time. Number two, he didn't understand insurance and liability risk. And he didn't understand that if you're, you know, in line to make a movie for $25 million, they don't want you in the ring. And, you know, The Rock could have fought and clawed his way to try to get in the ring. But if he's going to have a $25 million payday for a movie and they say no, he's not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think he's making that much.
No. But The Rock was.
Oh, yeah.
The Rock was. And that's when Cena was shitting on The Rock. And it was because, well, look, they want me to do G.I. Joe. And if I get hurt in the ring, there goes my payday. So, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
All right. That's all I got for you, bud.
We're out.
Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.